Nancy ونسرين. Last season, we opened up and we shared قصصنا معك. It was such a journey for all of us.
ودلوقتي, as we stepped into a new season, لقينا نفسنا بنسأل some really big questions. What if we changed the story? What if we reclaimed the narrative? And what would happen if we truly took the time to make it all make sense?
اكتشفنا that the answers we're seeking aren't one size fits all. كل واحد فينا عنده their own unique path to well-being. And we want to explore that مع بعض.
In our second season titled Intentions, we're kicking off the new year with a commitment to intentional living. It's all about reclaiming our stories, taking control of our time, and setting the direction for our lives.
كل أسبوع هيبقى عندنا a challenge for ourselves and you. مع بعض, we'll try to step outside of our comfort zones and explore new things.
الهدف إننا نساعد نفسنا ونساعد بعض to find that unique path to our mental, emotional, and physical well-being.
We really can't wait to go on another journey with you.
Let's make this season one of connection, growth, and intention.
يلا بينا!
يلا بينا!
Welcome back! النهاردة عندنا episode جديد في شاي وقهوة. في season 2 بتاعنا intentions, احنا we're trying to lead a healthier life, a wealthier life, hopefully a happier life. في the first part of our season, we focused on physical well-being. We explored the power of sleep, connecting with nature, healing our gut, and nurturing our vitality. في البارت التاني من السيزن بتاعنا, حاولنا ندي attention شوية للemotional and mental health. حاولنا نتاب into tricky concepts زي الهرمون, navigating social drama, addressing darker emotions like envy, understanding emotional intelligence, and embracing our vulnerabilities. As we wrap up season ده, عايزين نتاب into our final episodes اللي هي هتشد a little bit of light on حاجات disciplinary شوية. الحاجات دي ممكن to unlock new dimensions of our well-being.
النهاردة, we're asking the question, what happens when we spend less, but live more? Can we rewrite what rich really means? Can we really learn to find wealth in letting go? And what would it look like to be broke on purpose, but rich in freedom, joy, and meaning? And how did we get here? Where more is never enough. Where closets overflow, drawers jam shut, carts fill up, and still something feels missing. أكيد, it didn't start with us.
أكيد.
I think it's generational, intentional, and we need to get to the bottom of this. Because for decades, marketing, media, and culture have fed us one steady diet. Buy to belong.
تخيلوا يا جماعة معايا أن احنا نصحى الصبح, نصحى على راحتنا. We're not rushed. الشمس حلوة. دخلت كده من الستارة. فصحينا لقينا نفسنا عايزين نتنفس, عايزين نطلع في الطبيعة, نلمس الأرض, نشرب مية, نعمل كل الحاجات اللي احنا قلنا ان احنا نفسنا نعملها, وننسى خالص تليفوناتنا, وننسى ان في سيل هنا او في سيل هيخلص او في بلاك فرايدي او في اي حاجة اصلا بتحصل في العيلة, ونفتكر ان احنا في وسط اهلنا او اخواتنا او صحابنا او الناس اللي بنحبهم وبيحبونا. And we look forward to spending time with them, to having experiences and memories with them. How would this life feel? نفسي أسأل نفسي قبل ما أسأل أي حد, بجد يعني ممكن نعمل كده مرة كل شهر, مرة كل شهرين, ممكن نعمل كده ever?
Yes, I think we can. I think we've seen it during COVID times. A lot of people did that and they didn't know they could do it.
دي عارفة نانسي, لما ببص على صورنا في COVID, I was so stressed. أنا من الناس اللي كنت قافلة قوي على نفسي وكنت very anxious وخايفة على الولاد قوي. بنتي الصغيرة كانت بيبي خالص, فلو عيت يعني بالنسبة لي فكرة إن بعد الشر حد من الولاد يعيا وياخدوه في مستشفى بعيد عني كانت فكرة صعبة عليا. فلما بشوف صوري متخيلة بقى أنا حيبان عليا الانكزايتي, أو كنا كلنا موردين قاعدين في الشمس طول اليوم, فكلنا واخدين تان حلو. لما ببص لصور الولاد قد ايه كانوا شكلهم healthy وhappy وشكلهم thriving كده, كانت فعلا زي ما انتي بتقولي we can do it, we can do it, we can choose to do it. فالنهاردة عايزين نتكلم عن constant pull of consumerism, هنشوف the bright side of it, the dark side of it, and how can we find the balance. ونحاول مع بعض نبروبوز سم تيبس أو سم براكتيكال ستراتيجيز كده إن إحنا to find this balance.
في الخمسينات زمان الإعلانات promised us happiness in the form of shiny new washing machines أو the perfect car in the driveway. And by the 80s, it was all about status, labels, brands, shoulder pads as wide as our ambitions. والنهاردة, it's curated, it's digital, it's influencers showing us lives that look effortless. If only we bought this. The messaging is constant. Upgrade, refresh, stay current. وquietly beneath that, احنا دايما حاسين ان احنا we're behind, we're lacking, we're not enough, unless we buy. And it's exhausting, not just financially, but mentally and emotionally كمان. Studies كتير link overconsumption to anxiety, depression, and even loneliness. Because chasing never-ending new creates a loop we cannot win. A dopamine hit of buying fades fast, leaving us right where we started, أو حتى even emptier. I mean, I've felt that too. The tug to upgrade my space, أو to grab the trending skincare, or to make sure my kids have what everyone else does. And each time, بيبقى في كده this little whisper of saying, what if I don't keep up? What will people think? Will I fall behind? Well, if you've ever felt caught up in comparison or stuck on the hedonic treadmill chasing the next thing, this one's for you. Welcome to What If I Spend Less to Live More? Let's begin.
Nancy, how did the challenge go with you?
Let's remind everyone, الأول, the challenge was to stop keeping up, which means you hit pause on buying, on consuming, and just be for 1 week, for 1 week. For me, I found something unexpected. I found comfort. It felt familiar. حسيتش إنه في challenge, حسيتش إنه في emptiness. I felt honestly fulfilled. And I realized in Anna, I don't measure fulfillment or happiness by the price tag of a bag or anything else. For me, it's measured in peace, in being present in the moment, in slow living, in things that usually do not cost me any money. I'm happy to say this week was not a challenge at all. It was easy for me to not spend. I had to buy some groceries. The only thing that I should have not bought because of the challenge happened last night. I got concert tickets for my daughter and I. But other than that, I don't think I overspent. I fell into temptation to buy something that I didn't really need. بس أنا usually مش كده. يعني what is your تقديرك ليا? What would you say? Like,
I'm not surprised. I feel like إن أنتي أنتي كده بالظبط. حتى concert ticket ما مش هعتبرها انها outside the challenge لانها experience.
Yeah, I don't yeah, count experiences.
you're buying an experience. مش
commodity.
الحاجة possession. Yeah. It makes sense to me اللي انت بتقولي ده.
I'm glad.
لا خالص نانسي طول عمرها مش من ساعة معرفتك الحقيقة يعني مش بتركزي خالص على you're a shopper. I know يعني كل مرة باجي البيت تقريبا بلاقي boxes برا. بس هي بتقولي ان ده جوزها. I believe you, والله I believe you. بس قصدي نانسي مش اللي هي مش بتشتري خالص لا بتشتري بس مش بحس ان ده هو ده الانكر بتاعك في ان انت يومك او الهابينس بتاعتك انت بتجيبي الحاجات عشان انت عايزه تعملي بيها اتس تول الحاجات دي كلها tools فيو كان يوز اذر tools
yeah انا فكرت في الموضوع ده قبل كده because I do buy things all the time but most of the things I spend money on يا اما حاجه هتبقى transformed into something sentimental or gonna transformed into a memory like mostly crafting supplies I spend a lot on crafting supplies which are either حاجات بتستخدم to gift people something that is meaningful or it's going to create an event or I'm going to do like a birthday or a party or حاجة. This I spend a lot on. بس هي مش حاجة that is, I don't buy to make me happy. سعادتي is not hinging on that purchase.
أيوة.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same as like groceries. Man, I have to buy groceries. I have to buy cleaning supplies. في حاجات لازم نشتريها. حاجات maintenance stuff for the house. So it's not like إن أنا, I'm really good at not spending. It's not that. It's not that I'm wise with money. I do spend على حاجات هبلة. بس بس الحتة اللي احنا بنحاول إن احنا نتكلم فيها النهاردة هي لما يبقى سعادتك is solely dependent on acquiring an item. هو ده اللي هيديني السعادة, because we learned, and we'll talk about that in the research أكتر, إنه السعادة دي is fleeting, it's not lasting. صح. And you're always gonna chase what's next.
Mm-hmm. It's a never-ending pursuit, yes. بصراحة أنا this challenge has been by far the easiest.
Nice.
And possibly the most enjoyable in this season, لأن أنا شبه نانسي في الحتة دي, وبالضبط زي ما قلت, it's not like احنا موفرين, لا ابدا, absolutely not. بس السبيننج اللي انا بعمله مش هو ده, حياتي ما بتدورش حوالين انا عايز اشتري ايه خالص. انا actually انا بحب اشتري حاجات للبيت, دي الحاجات للمطبخ, حاجات للاكسسوارز, ده الانفايرمنت بتاعتي لما بيبقى فيها حاجه جديده, وعاده ما بتبقاش very expensive, وعاده بتبقى ساعات بحب اروح السور. انا اصلا اونلاين شوبر, يعني مش بحب انزل ستورز, بس الشوبينج اللي من النوع ده بحب انزله. انا نازله اشتري حاجات النهارده بقى في المود ان انا اعمل كده. بالنسبه لي انا دي حاجه بتساعدني, it's like an experience, فاهمه؟ انما مش البوزيشن, مش owning something هو ده اللي بيساعدني. الاكسبيرينس ان انا هعمل حاجه جديده, عندي project, عندي goal, بعمل في حاجه, ما اعرفش, looking forward to something. I did do some purchases برضو حقيقة للبيت وللولاد, بس ما كنتش عندي أي I didn't miss out on anything, فاهمة؟ لما ما كنتش بشتري حاجة لنفسي, ما حسيتش أن أنا نفسي في حاجة, نفسي أبص على حاجة. أنا كمان في حاجة الحمد لله, يعني الحمد لله إحنا تربينا على أنه إحنا مش الشوبينج ده بننزل نشتري مثلا لبس في السيزنز, في الصيف, في الشتاء, لما يبقى في إيفنت, لما يبقى في مناسبة, يعني كده. مش يعني انا بشوف ناس كل يوم على شوبينج ابس عشان يشتروا لبس او عشان يشتروا شنط او جزم او اكسسوارز او ذهب او whatever.
لو انا تربيت كده, احنا عندنا الشوبينج ده كان تقريبا I'm not kidding كان بيحصل daily. But also a reminder, I grew up in the back in the 90s في السعودية where there was really nothing to do, and my mom is a shopaholic for sure, my aunt too. So the women in my family were really like into shopping. فاحنا كنا تقريبا يعني كل يوم بننزل نعمل shopping. إذا مش بنعمل shopping, بنعمل ترجعات. It was a daily thing. It was when I moved here and I talked about this in our
Season one, which episode was it?
When we're talking about minimalism, it was the day my house turned into a home.
أيوة,
we talked about this, and growing up, we always had more. كل حاجة في منها كتير جدا. There was 100,000 pantalon jeans, 100,000 t-shirt, like so many of just one thing. I was used to that for a while until I started finding my own, like, إيه اللي بيساعدني أكتر, ولقيت إنه actually like having less, having space in the house, having space in the closet where I can see my items وما عودش محتاسة, is what gave me more happiness. Even though I had a different upbringing, we ended up being the same way.
But see, you should be very proud. You should be very proud of it. I'm proud of you بصراحة, لأنه having this background برضو أنا I didn't have this. أنا تربيتش بالطريقة دي, فIt comes natural to me إن أنا ما بقاش كده برضو. عمري ما كنت brands person, أهلي عمرهم ما كانوا brands people, ما عرفش. مامتي كانت يعني she values experiences, وإنها تقعد مع الناس وتكونكت مع الناس وتود الناس أكتر بكتير من أي حاجة. بابايا كان بيحب الإليجنس وبيحب الحاجة اللي عارفة شكلها حلو وشيك وكده, بس it's not about brands, it's about him, هو إيه اللي عاجبه. هو كان artistic قوي, مهندس في نفسه كده, معماري يعني, فعارفة عنده كده artistic view. إنما الحقيقة أنه ما كانش دي حاجة بتشغلنا أبدا يعني. بابايا برضو عودنا أن إحنا اللي إحنا محتاجينه هو ده اللي نجيبه, ما نزودش. Which is actually لما تجوزت جوزي, he's a brands person وبيحب الشوبينج actually أكتر مني. بس الحتة دي اتكبتت فيه مكتب, هو مشغول. بس هو لو تسيبيه لطبيعته, لا, هيحب ينزل يعمل شوبينج ويجيب لنا حاجات. أنا أول ما اتجوزت, أقولك على موقف حصل, أول ما اتجوزت نزلنا أجيب جينز, فاخترت جينز, فجاب لي الخمس ألوان بتاعت. وأنا إيه 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 اللي تفتكره؟ أنا عايزة واحد. قال لي لا, نجيب كل الألوان, ليه ما نجيبش؟ استغربت قوي, استغربت ليه كده. هو كده كان يعني عارفة, ينزل يشتري, يحب قوي ينزل معايا, ما يزهقش, ما يتعبش, he's excited and interested. طبعا تغير شوية لما كبرنا, بقاش قادر على اللف, خاصة احنا كتير برضو عليه. بس I understand, يعني هو coming from this background وأنا coming from this background, برضو عملنا mix كده, هو قل شوية وأنا زودت شوية برضو. أنا بقى زودت قوي بصراحة. ولادي بقى طالعين بيحبوا البراندز، بيحبوا الشوبينج. Which explains why we're here today. لأنهم they're very influenced by the consumerism and by how things are going now and by the social media. ومتأثرين. They're exposed to this ومتأثرين بيها جامد. يعني على طول في شوبينج بيحصل، على طول بيشتروا، على طول حاجاتهم أكتر من احتياجاتهم. الكلوزتس أنا مش عارفة أعمل إيه في الغسيلة، دايما لايصة باللبس الكتير قوي اللي في البيت ده. I need to do something about that. I need to figure out what to do. بس في التشالنج specifically لا I enjoyed it. و honestly I have a very deep sense of peace في أن أنا I don't keep up. I don't like to compare. I don't like to compete. I don't like to عارفة أقلد حد. Actually I get triggered لو حد فضل يقلد. يعني ما بحبش التقليد، بحس أنه ما فيش أي authenticity. I can be inspired. يعني حد عمل حاجة I like it، I can be inspired. بس ما بحبش الكوبينج اللي هو حد جاب حاجة أروح أجيب بالظبط بالظبط كل حاجة بيعملها، كل حاجة بيشتريها، كل حاجة بيلبسها. ما بحبش الفكرة دي، بتحسسني أن أنا مش قادرة أبقى creative. And I like to be creative. This is something I like to have. أنا دايما يبقى عندي فكرة جديدة. التشالنج كانت سهلة الحقيقة. و I enjoy my occasional shopping كده every now and then. عشان برضو أكون أمينة معاكي يا نانسي، comfort يعني is important to me، خاصة لما كبرت. يعني أي حاجة غالية حلوة هتديني comfort في حياتي، سواء الحاجة دي بتساعدني في البيت، بتريحني في لبسي، تريحني في أي حاجة، I wouldn't question buying it. على طول هشتريها.
This is actually something that I've noticed برضو as we age. And you get to a point where, especially because we work really hard, and you think, okay, I've earned this. بس على فكرة the joy that hits when you've earned something after having put in the work.
أيوة صح.
It's completely
it's
different.
It's not like, yeah. Oh, حاجة dopamine.
Exactly. Yeah. It's completely different because you feel like أنا عملت everything else before I earned that and now it's time you earn it. يعني you have to also يعني reward yourself in a way. So it's different لما أنت you skip كل steps دي هيت and you just go straight to the comfort without having put in the work. I'm sure you'll be happy but it doesn't hit the same.
طبعا طبعا. I 100% agree. It hits profoundly different لأنه واحد بيحس إنه هو فعلا deserving of this وبيحس إنه هو كان part of this. يعني أنا الحاجة اللي جايبها دي أنا part of it، مش هي جايلي كده سهلة.
Yeah.
Which is a different feeling. It was a good challenge.
I'm glad. So, what does it actually look like to press pause?
Let's find out.
Let's do it.
طيب consumption، حاسة ان دلوقتي consumption بقى حاجة frequently equated with success. يعني the more successful you are يبقى لازم تبقي عندك consumption عالي، او the more consumption you do equates to قدام الناس انه لا you're more successful. You're making this life into you can afford so much, you can do so much, you can consume so much. حقيقة إنه ساعات بننسى إنه genuine happiness والfulfillment مش دايما بتبقى coming from possessions أو consumption ده اللي إحنا بنحاول نعمله، وساعات بيبقى distraction actually.
Growing up, I've always thought that to be true. إنه لما حد إذا حد عنده a certain house or a certain car or wears certain clothes, معناها إنه oh, this person is really successful and we're doing really well. And then when I moved here, وكنت بعمل commentary أو share this point of view with my husband, مثلاً, he would always point out إنه in this country, if you have a certain car, if you have a certain house, it doesn't mean anything because everything people buy on credit. And it doesn't mean that they are successful or that they actually have the money. Like, you never know. It's not really a true measure of how successful a person is. في مصر كمان, for the longest time, you spend what you have. Like, you have cash on you, you spend it, you have your money in bank, you spend it. But recently, it's the culture بتاعت credit card and spending money you don't have has been also invading البلد قوي والتفكير بتاع الناس. Like, I even go to the grocery store and people would be buying groceries with installments, credit, with money they do not have. بتبقى حاجات, يعني, I'm not talking necessities. People are falling into the same trap اللي هنا في الوست الناس have been fighting for years and years to get out of and escape this whole mentality that spending money you don't have and borrowing money عشان to buy things that are most of the time are not necessities. فمش عارفة يعني if you agree with me إنه this perception is no longer valid anywhere in the world, like you cannot measure the success of someone based on things.
Yes, I agree. I agree إنه the perception is changing, بس مش كل الناس لسه it will take time to make this shift. And maybe it doesn't, لأنه الناس بتحب تصدق اللي بتشوفه. يعني بتحب كده. بتحب قوي تصدق اللي بتشوفه. ويا سلام بقى لو اللي بتشوفه هي confirm a belief or an idea about themselves. أنا فاشلة. أنا I'm a victim. I'm unlucky. أنا مظلومة. يعني أي حاجة لو هت confirm an idea that is usually negative about the self أو اللي هي self-limiting beliefs اللي اتكلمنا عليها في season 1. ساعات الناس بتحب قوي تعمل كده عشان it's easier. If I tell myself that it's not me, خلاص I'm not accountable, I don't have to do anything, I just feel bad for myself and that's it. فبحس ان الناس بتحب تصدق كده, بس is it true? الحقيقة ان it's very easy to overlook the truth ان ال genuine happiness والfulfillment بيبقوا actually from within. It's a choice. انا عايزة ابقى سعيدة, هبقى سعيدة, هشوف كل حاجة عندي حلوة. Some people, بس إن هما بيتنفسوا ده بالنسبة لهم الحمد لله. أنا ما عنديش حرب في البلد الحمد لله. أي حاجة basic, جسمي healthy أو مش بيوجعني. مش healthy بس مش بيوجعني الحمد لله. You can get so basic in the way you find gratitude and happiness. بس طبعا ده مش العصر أو الـ environment اللي احنا عايشين فيها. وإحنا بقى النهاردة جايين عشان explore الـ concept ده. Consumerism. What does it mean? Is it all good? Is it all bad? Maybe it's somewhere in between. مش عارفين. Does it influence our stress level? Can we find a balance? Can we find a balance between الحاجة الجامدة قوي دي بتاعت الكونسيومرزم وان احنا برضو نبقى هادين وسلو وقدرين نستمتع بحياتنا وبن experience life as it should be experienced. فاحنا النهاردة هنتكلم في كل الحاجات دي. ونانسي كمان هتعلمنا term جديد أول مرة اسمعه. She will introduce you to the term
the hedonic treadmill. We'll learn about the hedonic treadmill, but we'll also learn how to escape it.
Term ده جديد عليا, والحقيقة دايما نانسي بتحب تبهرني كده بحاجات. والله برافو عليكي بصراحة. You add to my knowledge. I can't wait to learn more about that.
عارفة الرش اللي بيجيلك when you buy something new that you've really wanted and when you get this notification that says your order has shipped? يعني if there has been, let's say, an item that you've been eyeing or حاجة exciting for you, meaningful for you that you've been wanting for a while, even if it's just like a promotion and your boss finally says those magic words, you're promoted. بيبقى في كده إحساس that is, you're giddy, you're so excited. And it stays like that for maybe a week, two. Then what happens? It fades. Yeah. You get used to it. And suddenly you're back to normal, back to whatever your usual mood is. That, my friend, is the hedonic treadmill. Or in other words, el happiness liha some home base. And no matter how high or low you swing, you somehow always end up back there, fil home base da hot.
Okay.
حتى إذا كسبتي lottery, back to home base. حتى إذا you face a breakup وزعلتي قوي, then eventually you'll go back to home base. The psychologist Brickman and Campbell actually coined this idea back in 1971, calling it hedonic adaptation. Simply put, إحنا were built to adjust. The extraordinary becomes ordinary. The shiny becomes meh. Think of it like this. الدريم كار اللي كانت عندك دي هيت في الأول بتبقى so thrilling, you take the long way home just to drive it علشان تطلعي عايزة أي مشاوير, I'll take you. Fast forward 6 شهور from now, it's just your car.
صح.
أو حتى falling in love. Remember الإحساس بتاع ال butterflies that fill your stomach في the beginning of a relationship, اديها سنتين تلاتة كده. And it's not that you don't love them anymore, but the newness, it fades. That's hedonic adaptation in action. So Are we doomed to stay stuck on this emotional treadmill forever, running في مكاننا while our happiness refuses to level up? Well, مش necessarily. Researchers actually بيقولوا إنه we can step off this treadmill, but not by accidents. It takes intentional effort. Mm-hmm. Keyword here is intention.
So aligned with our season.
Of course. That's when the hedonic adaptation prevention model enters the game. I'm going to call it HAP model for short. It is a fancy name, but a simple idea. According to research, we can push back against the adaptation دهيت by doing حاجات like gratitude. كلمنا عليه كتير قوي. Being thankful doesn't just make you nice, it keeps happiness fresh.
صح. Very true.
Kindness and connection. Giving to others and nurturing deep relationships. دايما بنتكلم على ازاي لما الواحد يروح يعمل volunteering or you give back بتديكي الاحساس ده هو. Switching it up. Variety prevents boredom. To try new things often.
It's very valid to chase a high. بس هي الفكرة كلها ان الهاي دي تبقى في حاجة برضو مش مؤذية لا للإنسان نفسه وللشخص ولا للناس.
Yeah. يعني أنا مثلا I came to that realization years ago when I first had kids and إحنا the more money we spend on experiences with them, whether it's vacations, concerts, أي حاجة that is memorable, بجد not only do we have the pictures that live forever, but we have the memories and the feelings بنبقى فاكرين what it felt like and the rush لما الأرتيست طلع on stage أو مثلا when we first saw that Airbnb, we were so excited, we jumped on the bed. And memories last way longer than if, like I said, if I buy them like a new shoes, probably it's going to end up in the Goodwill in like a month or two. Trying new things that would keep that feeling of happiness and newness like always alive.
انت عارفة اللي انت بتكلمي عليه ده فكرني بحاجة كمان is very important in relationships. لأن زي ما انت قلتي in relationships, أي relationship. If you don't try new things together, ده بيخلي الrelationship بتبقى في حتة كده اللي هي فاهمة ما فيهاش excitement, ما فيهاش variety, ما فيهاش أي حاجة new. اللي هي بتintroduce اللي انت بتقولي الhappiness اللي هي بتlevel up كده الhappiness شوي.
I totally agree.
I think it's an international concept. You can apply it to anything.
And we hear it a lot لما a couple goes مثلا to a couple counseling. يقول لهم go on date nights, do new things علشان to revive the relationship. وإحنا برضو توصلنا to this same point لما كنا بنتكلم على drama and in the social context إنه لما بنخرج ونفضل قاعدين بنعمل نفس اللي بنعمله كل مرة نقعد نتكلم, that's what creates this environment for gossip and just drama. But if we go on trips together, if we're actually doing an activity together, then that changes things and it builds that bond faster because you have this memory to talk about and this like the feelings of excitement and seeing new things together. It seems like this is actually like if الواحد ركز في حاجة زي دي, this might be the key to
happiness.
Yeah. رابع حاجة is mindfulness and savoring moments. To actually feel the good stuff instead of rushing past it. I practiced this على فكرة مرة. It was many years ago. I was really intentional about it. And when I say, I'm going to look at the flower, actually look at it and admire زي subhanAllah how beautiful it is and the colors and like watch the bee standing واقفة عليها. And it was mesmerizing because around us في حاجات كتير قوي that you can look at and be like, wow, how lucky am I to be witnessing this. بس احنا بناخدها for granted. آخر حاجة is focusing less on material things. عشان stuff wears off, but meaning lasts. Here's the thing. Yes, genetics and personality play a role. They set our happiness thermostat. But the research بيقول إنه that's only about 30 to 40% of the story. الباقي, it's all on you. Your choices, your mindset. So no, happiness isn't entirely fixed. You can shift it. Nudge it up, build a life that feels richer, more connected, and more fulfilling. But you have to get off that treadmill first. And we know for sure in the treadmill D is not running towards the next big purchase or achievement that gets you there. It's pausing, reflecting, investing in what matters, the people, gratitude, presence, and growth. عشان life is not about running faster. It's about realizing we were already enough before the car, the promotion, the bag, before all of it.
مش قادرة أقولك يا نانسي حطيتيها in such a beautiful way. I loved it. I loved learning about this concept. وتريدميل حلو قوي. It's like I was imagining us كده فعلا عمالين نجري عارفة زي الفار اللي هو بيجري حوالين نفسه كده مش هيوصل لأي حاجة في الآخر. That leads us للفكرة بتاعت الconsumerism وإن إحنا قد إيه heavily exposed to that. لو نفهم هو إيه أصلا الconsumerism. So at the core, consumerism is defined as the social and economic order that encourages the acquisition of goods and services. يعني نفضل نشتري. نشتري 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 وبعد ما نشتري نكتر بقى الشراء. نشتري أكتر من لبس أكتر من الأكل أكتر من كل حاجة. الconsumerism مش بس possessions. إن إحنا نفضل ناكل ناكل إحنا شبعنا بس لا لسه بناكل. نشرب إحنا خلاص لا نشرب أكتر. مش هي available مش هي affordable. Why not? كل حاجة إن overconsume. According to a study by the American Psychological Association, 60% of Americans report feeling overwhelmed by the number of choices available to them, leading to what they call choice overload. طلع الشويس بقى مش حلو قوي في الحالة دي.
Nope.
It's too much. It's too much. بس ليه ده يفرق معانا؟ لأن إحنا actually بقينا عاملين زي الفار اللي بيجري في مكانه. We're actually constantly chasing after the next big thing. هي إيه next big thing? Nobody cares. المهم من هي جاية. And it causes emotional stress. Research found that individuals who base their self-worth on material possessions often experience higher levels of anxiety and depression. يعني كمان we're setting ourselves up for anxiety and depression. حاجة كارثة والله. It's a huge concept where بصراحة I wanted to dig deeper into that concept. لأن أنا حقيقة كنت فعلا I had a very negative overview of this concept. بس بصراحة برضو عشان أكون أمينة إن أنا لما I dig deeper لقيت إن هو له ميزات. ف it's all about the balance. الأول هقول لكم إيه البرايت سايد of consumers. On one side في economic growth, convenience and choice والsocial expression. وهشرح لكم بالراحة كده إيه الميزات اللي في الحاجات دي ثلاث حاجات دي. طبعا الإيكونوميك جروث إنه الناس لما تستهلك وتفضل تدرايف الديماند دي حاجة في البيزنس is very good لأن ده بيبوش إنه البيزنس بتكبر وتثرايف وده بيخلق بقى jobs ويخلق opportunities وبرضو الحاجة بتتطور وبتتحسن. أي product ما هو لما بيبقى in demand بيبدأوا يعملوا عليه research ويطوروه ويحسنوه ف it's a way of growing برضو. Growing the economy, growing products, growing in every dimension. زي مثلا for example السمارت فونز اللي احنا كلنا ماسكينها دلوقتي. زمان ما كانش فيه الحاجات دي والتليفون اللي كان صغير او كبير حتى وكان بيسك قوي بس بيتكلم دلوقتي التليفون بيعمل كل حاجة. ف it's an improvement in the quality of life. It's also an improvement in technology and in humanity. يعني it's a development for humanity. وبرضو ال convenience and choice. دلوقتي you can watch أي show إحنا عايزينه. We can order any food. We can shop for anything. حتى online. Practically, endlessly. ممكن نفضل نعمل الحاجات دي بسهولة جدا. And it's very convenient to be honest. وبصراحة أنا عايزة أقول إن الحكاية دي ساعدتني قوي خصوصا لما أنا كنت عيانة من سنين. More than 15 years now when I got sick. الحاجات الأونلاين أوبشنز دي والكونفينينس ده ساعدني جدا جدا. I can't dismiss إن التكنولوجي دي ساعدتني في حياتي جدا. الحاجة الأخيرة السوشيال إكسبريشن والنقطة دي بقى when I was digging deeper into this topic حسيتها إنها resonates so much with me لأنه إحنا we tend to buy the brands اللي aligning with our values. يعني مثلا إحنا المصريين بنحب مثلا نشجع اللوكال براندز بنحب نشتري الحاجات اللي بيشجعوا الأمهات السنجل مومز أو مثلا we want to support another woman في الأريا بتاعتها أو في الفيلد بتاعتها أو الإيكو فريندلي براندز الحاجات اللي بتسبورت الانفيرمنت. كل دي حاجات by consuming we express how we perceive ourselves وبنconfirm لنفسنا الفكرة إنه إحنا إحنا we support this idea we don't support this idea. فهي it's a way of expressing yourself برضو. It's very positive in this view. بس في dark side للconsumers. برضو ثلاث حاجات. Environmental impact, which is huge. والmental health aspect والsocial inequality. الـ environmental impact واضح طبعا، احنا بنستهلك كمية resources عشان مثلا يعملوا اللبس، و just in a few months اللبس ده كله بيترمي في landfills ولا بيبقى recycled ولا بيبقى حاجة، وال environment is struggling. احنا انا مش عارفة الأجيال الجاية دي هتعمل ايه والله، لأن it's so much consumption ومفيش مكان، مفيش مكان نحط فيه الحاجات اللي ادمت دي كلها. وخصوصا دلوقتي بقت الحاجة quality بتاعتها مش very high زي زمان، حاجة بتقعدش سنين زي زمان، واحد بقى بعد كل سيزن تقريبا بيرمي كل اللبس اللي اشتراه وكل الحاجات اللي اشتراها including كل البلاستيكات اللي بنستخدمها disposable plates والdisposable، كل ده consumption consumption consumption، وكل ده في price هيدفع مش ببلاش. ال mental health aspect and this I will elaborate a little bit more عليه في ال relationship ما بين ال consumerism وال stress، لأن في a huge relationship ما بين stress وال consumerism. أنا شخصيا I feel overwhelmed من كتر ال options اللي بقت عندنا. هي حاجة حلوة إن الواحد يبقى عنده options، بس too many options. أنا naturally I get overwhelmed من ال options. مش عارفة كل الناس زي كده ولا لأ، بس بحس إنه it's getting a little bit too much. آخر حاجة ال social inequality. الحكاية دي بت prevail so much in our culture، وخصوصا في بلادنا في الإيست، إنه ال consumption بيزود قوي الفرق ما بين those who can afford and indulge والناس اللي هي they can't. وساعات ده بيبقى عارفة نوع من أنواع إن إحنا distinction، إن إحنا لا أنا بشتري، أنا بروح المكان ده I can afford it، أنا بشتري الشنطة دي I can afford it، أنا بستهلك ال whatever ال pods دي بتاعت القهوة I can afford it. فبرضو مش حاجة مريحة بالنسبة لي، على الأقل مش حاجة مريحة برضو، حاجة it makes me feel uneasy كده. ف there is a dark side to consumerism. برضو دايما بحب لما بنعمل أي حلقة بحب أفهم طب إحنا ليه why are يعني الناس when they promote an idea، أي حد عايز يودينا في اتجاه ليه إحنا بنفولو، في أسباب، في أسباب جوانا بتخلينا نفولو الحكاية دي. consumerism is actually rooted in our emotions. مثلا إحنا عندنا naturally كده we have a desire for status and identity، عندنا دايما desire to fit in to belong. فالناس كلها لو بتعمل كده it makes us feel better لو إحنا بنعمل زيهم just to fit in and belong، مش عشان فرقة معانا البرودكت ده أو فرقة معانا المكان ده أو فرقة معانا أي حاجة. وبتلاقيها قوية جدا جدا، بتلاحظيها في المطاعم الجديدة، جربتي المطعم ده، رحتي المكان ده، جربتي الصالون ده، بس عشان تفيت انت بنتي جربتي، انت لو جربتي ولا أي حاجة تفرق معاكي، بس الفكرة ان انت كل الناس جربت، طب ما جرب ما مروح. وعلى فكرة بتبقى بابل most likely، بتبقى الفكرة كلها بابل، المطعم ده بيقفل بعد شوية أو المكان ده بيبقاش حلو قوي بعد شوية، بس it's like it's a desire for status and belonging
or just not missing out. Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day about Dubai chocolate.
Actually that is the third point.
Really?
You're very smart.
اللي هو أنا كنت عايز أقول okay I'll try it. Let's find out what it's all about. I'll try it because it's everywhere. It's everywhere in social media. كل حاجة دبي chocolate، كل الأماكن حتى هنا في أمريكا like أماكن يعني
بقت كلها بتبيع دبي chocolate. هي yeah. بتفكرني مش عايز أقول بس البراند يعني بجد بتفكرني بشوكولاتة يعني رخيصة جدا وجميلة جدا. يا ويفر كده. I think you know it. ما عرفش هي it's برضو missing out. That's another. It's a fear. It's rooted in fear. احنا we don't want to miss out. عايزين دايما نبقى keeping up مع كل الناس. فكرة ان احنا to consume بتهدي شوية الفير ده عندنا. وفي كمان برضو the pursuing of happiness with satisfaction. اللي انت قلتي عليه بالظبط يا نانسي. اللي هو الاكت of ان احنا بنشتري بيدينا سميتيها ايه الهايب ده او الاحساس ان احنا لا we're happier and it's true بس it doesn't last. في كمان وده عجبني قوي النوستالجيا. ساعات بنشتري حاجات عشان بس نرجع للماضي، نرجع لميموري كانت حلوة. perfume بنحبها بتفكرنا بحد بنحبه، بنفكرنا بحاجة أكلة بناكلها بتفكرنا بالعيلة، حاجات في الطفولة بتاعتنا، أماكن لما نروحها أو نconsume certain things بتفكرنا. ف I think it's very valid برضو. It's an emotion. A comfort and security. ده أنا بقى. ده أنا most of my consumption is based on comfort and security. حب أوي أمن نفسي، حب أريح نفسي. دي حاجة فعلاً بحس إنها ليها value ليا. It aligns with my value system. كل ما بكبر أكتر كل ما بحس إن أنا I need more of this. The comfort and security. وبتخلينا برضو تهدي شوية الإحساس بالuncertainty. آخر حاجة بقى الachievement and reward. وده اللي اتكلمنا عليه، اللي هو ساعات بنحس إن إحنا we need to reward ourselves. زي ما أنتي قلتي. بعد ما أعمل حاجة، لا هشتري بقى وأدلع نفسي، ده أنا هروح أعمل كذا وأدلع نفسي، ده أنا هروح أكونسيوم حاجة أكلة بحبها، مكان بحب أروح وإكسبنسيف أو كونسرت أو حاجة. فالكونسيومرزم مش كله وحش. أكتلي أنا لما when I dig deeper وشفت الإيموشنز دي كلها، حسيت إن I can relate to so many. مش غلط ومش عيب إن إحنا to respect our emotions and to accept إن إحنا لازم نهديهم شوية ونتعامل معاهم ونحاول نبقى مبسوطين، نحاول نفيت إن نبقى سيف، نبقى كومفتبل، نفيل rewarded and achieved. فكل دي حاجات الحقيقة خلتني أبص للconsumerism بنظرة مختلفة. بس في balance، there must be a balance. وإنتي قلتي نقط كتير قوي في ال how to find the balance. وأنا لما قريت شوية و حاولت أفهم شوية، حسيت إن we can't find this balance.
I fully agree. عارفة the more I think about it or the more I listen to the research and to you talking, the more I think that keeping up isn't living. It really isn't. It's more of performing. عارفة you're putting on a show. And when we stop performing, when we step off that hamster wheel, حاجة بتشفت. بنبتدي نسأل نفسنا what do I actually need? What truly adds value to my life? And what am I ready to release? Well, I realized حاجة برضو a little uncomfortable yet freeing. So much of what we buy is really not about need. It's about filling space to مثلا avoid boredom or to keep up appearances. But is that we removed that option, well, life didn't collapse, then we understand and know, wow, I'm not missing out. And you start thinking of it and know you're opting out. You're opting out of this pressure, of the clutter, invisible rules that say you should always want more or you should have this. And then eventually, it's going to feel like you're normal. علشان finally, you start understanding and know, oh, I don't hate nice things. I just now know the difference between mindless consuming and intentional living. And that's where abundance, a real abundance, starts to reveal itself. But let's talk about abundance, because that's a really important concept when we're discussing اللي احنا نتكلم فيه النهاردة. Abundance is a word that gets tossed around a lot. We see it on vision boards, في Pinterest quotes, manifest abundance, attract abundance, live abundantly. احنا بنقولها كتير قوي on our podcast.
Yeah.
But what if, and stay with me here, abundance doesn't mean more. What if real abundance is simply enough? During our challenge of not buying, what kept coming up is that everywhere I looked, there was enough. Because there was enough food in the fridge, enough clothes in my closet, enough books on my shelf, enough love and laughter in my home. But I never stopped to really see it before. I mean, I appreciated these things, but I never really stopped to see it. Lee, because normally we're busy chasing either extra of these things or chasing whatever it is. But most people, they're wanting more shoes, more gadgets, more trendy seasonal decor. I'm guilty of that. All in the name of feeling like we have abundance. But here's the twist. When we keep adding, eventually, you can't see what you already have. It's like pouring water في كوباية that's already full. It just starts to spill everywhere. And it makes sense. And we talked about that also last season. There's a container. The container ده هيتملي. Eventually هيتملي. And you have to start either take things out of it before you put in or stop adding to it. whether container ده بيتك or planet Earth, like you said, we're hurting. Like, هتروح فين الحاجات دي هي؟ So real abundance, I realize it's about clarity. For me, it really is about clarity and not clutter. It's not about having everything. It's about having what matters and actually being able to enjoy it. The other day, my daughter was looking for a gizmo معينة في الكلوزت عندي وما لقيتهاش. And she asked me about it. قلت لها, oh, I donated it. And she's like, why? Why? And I'm like, ما أصلا بقالي كتير ما لبستهاش. And she's like, but it's perfect. I'm sure في حاجة هتجيبيها هتماتش الهدوم دي. قلت لها, I'm sure. بس أنا بقالي كتير ما لبستهاش. And it's been sitting there. وخلاص يعني I prefer إن أنا الجزم ما تبقاش راكبة على بعضيها وإن كل جزمة ليها مكان. This was the shoe اللي كان وقتها إن هي تمشي خلاص. So I realized إن من ساعتها بجد every time I take one shoe out وأجي أرجعها ليها مكان. الجزم مش راكبة فوق بعض. And I realized that I love this way more than that shoe. Yeah, هي جزمة دي كانت مسببة لي أزمة. It wasn't one shoe, it was like three more, بس هي only لحظة واحدة. So, but دول الجزم الزيادة دي perfect shoes, ما فيهمش أي مشكلة. And yes, probably they will match a lot of my outfits, but I love my other shoes more and I love the space way more. For me, it became very clear. Having what I truly love matters way more to me than just chasing and buying things for just for the sake of having. And being able to open your closet and love what's there instead of feeling overwhelmed is a feeling that everyone should experience.
Yeah, it's priceless. I should. لازم تيجي معايا تظبطي معايا. And الحقيقة أنا عندي feelings خاصة في الكلوزتس عندي يعني في البيت كله لأ بس عندي مشكلة في موضوع الكلوزتس ده نحنا it's overflow.
You're not the only one. This is a very common thing.
بس أنا عندي emotional attachment لحاجتي اللبس بالذات معرفش إيه.
You're also not the only one. I'm telling you, I came from a household where my mom is really attached to her stuff and she loves her things. And حتى if she doesn't use them, she thinks that nobody else will appreciate it as much as me. Also, مش بس the closets, like just sitting in your living room and feeling the peace and not the suffocation. Oh, that's also a feeling that everyone should experience.
Yes.
حتى when you go grocery shopping with purpose and not just grabbing random extras that were on sale, that also hits different. And it's a feeling that we all should experience.
الموضوع ده بقى ياخدنا لحاجة مهمة جدا جدا ومتهيالي انها مهمة ان احنا كلنا نعرفها. انه الكونسيومرزم ده بيأثر جدا على stress level بتاعنا. Some research show ان the pressure to consume can lead to significant stress levels. في study اتعملت في the Journal of Environmental Psychology بتقول إن people who were more engaged in materialistic pursuits reported feeling more stressed and less satisfied with their lives. يعني satisfaction كمان بيقل جدا. ده علشان إحنا بنربط الهابينس بتاعتنا بالإكسترنال فاكتورز اللي هي جيب تليفون عربية شنطة مش عارف إيه. فأنتي if you can't buy it كده أنتي مش happy. أنتي ربطة في مخك ربطة أنتي اللي عاملة اللينك محدش عمل. أنتي اللي عاملة.
I would argue no marketing campaigns هي اللي عملت الربطة دي هي
طبعاً.
Consciously.
بس you allowed them. احنا عندنا control برضو as to what we choose to allow and not allow.
That's a good reminder.
والحقيقة زي ما انت قلتي ان حتى الهابينس دي اللي احنا عاملين اللينك بيها it fades quickly. ف it's not sustainable. في study by the University of Michigan found that individuals who identified strongly with materialistic values were more likely to engage in unhealthy behaviors, زي overeating when neglecting physical activity.
Mm.
And I find it very true. إن أنت ما هو في الآخر أنت برضو عندك limited amount of, not that we're not, we're scarce on resources, بس time, يعني it's kind of, يعني عندنا 24 hours في اليوم, الإفورت الريسورسز برضو ليها ليميتس في الاخر فانت هتستعمليها في ايه استعملي الوقت في ايه في الشوبينج انك تنزلي افتفرادي تعملي ما طبختيش حتى تروحي تجيبي اكل من بره هتاكلي ان هيلثي او الوقت ده كان ممكن يبقى انفستد في حاجه في فيزيكال اكتيفيتي او اكسرسايز او حاجه من الحاجات دي هو برضو اتس ا تريد اوف فلو هو ده اللي انت بتبرسوه كل يوم كل يوم كل يوم غصب عنك انت مش هتقدري تكيب اب
صح
حتى لو الفاينانشال ريسورس بتاعتك فيري سترونج ما انت البني ادم اللي لازم تعملي الحاجات دي ما حدش هيعمل اكسرسايز اون يور بيهاف او ممكن حد يطبخ لك اون يور بيهاف بس فايت افكتس ذا لايف ستايل ات افكتس يور هيلث في كمان study اتعملت by the European Journal of Social Psychology بتقول إن الناس اللي بيفضلوا الexperiences على الmaterialistic possessions report higher levels of happiness and life satisfaction. ودي طبعا ممكن تخلينا عندنا greater fulfillment in life. فعلا الexperiences لما كنا بنتكلم لما سافرنا مع بعض في حتة, الولاد لحد دلوقتي بيتكلموا عن لما كانوا عايشين مع بعض في نفس البيت, ازاي راحوا مع بعض البحر, الحاجات الexperiences البسيطة دي بتخلق فعلا fulfillment في الحياة. الconsumerism مش زي ما أنا كنت فاكرة أنه وحش قوي كده, بس لازم واحد برضو يبقى aware ومايندفل انه لا, هو الموضوع لازم يبقى balanced. الحقيقة ان احنا how to balance دي في حاجات كتير قوي نقدر نعملها. متهيالي one of the things that we should be aware of and we try to counterbalance كل الستريسز دي ان احنا to let go.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. I think ان احنا, well, let's be honest, we hold on to a lot of things. هدوم that we don't wear anymore. Gadgets we convinced ourselves ان احنا محتاجينها, هدايا we feel guilty letting go of, لعب للعيال that they outgrew من سنين, stuff everywhere في كل حتة, مزنوقة في الدراج, stacked في الكلوزيتس, pushed في الكورنرز. On the surface it might seem harmless انهم they're just objects, بس they're also energy. Every item we keep behold a little space في مخنا, مش بس في الفيزيكال كونتينر اللي هو البيت. A little whisper كده that says deal with me later please. I've been sitting here for a while. And later never comes. When later never comes, we end up living في بيوت and minds full of ghosts, memories, obligations, and silent stress in a way. And I saw this firsthand. Lama, so again, I keep referring to our When My House Became a Home episode in our reflection season. Adapting this decluttering mindset في حياتي, it truly freed up a lot of space في مخي, في حياتي, which in turn changed my life in a way. Because as I let things go, I realized that I was releasing much more than just these items. I was releasing old versions of myself that I no longer resonated with. I was releasing expectations that I no longer wanted to live up to. I was releasing guilt over gifts or purchases that didn't reflect who I am now. حاجة اشتريتها وكانت غالية قوي
ودلوقتي انت مش حاسة بقيمتها.
بس وهي قاعدة واخدة السبيس وعمالة بتبصي وبتفكرني بقرار غلط عملته مثلا.
وعايزة تنظف او تبقى maintained in some way. حتى لازم يكون ليها مكان.
Exactly. So out with it. I don't need that in my life. Letting go is not just about minimalism or doing it for minimalism's sake. It's about making room to breathe, to think, to notice and appreciate اللي فاضل. When you remove the extras, you see اللي فاضل. When there is less, everything that stays truly becomes more.
ده حقيقي فعلا يا نانسي. انا ساعات بحس فعلا ان احنا النقطه اللي انت قلتيها هنا بتفكرك بباد ديسيجن او كانت في فترات صعبه. كان عندي قصه كده والحقيقه ما ارتحتش غير لما I had to let go of this item. لما مامتي كانت تعبانه قوي كان عندي شنطه جديده, اكتشلي شنطتين جداد كانوا حلوين بحبهم, شكلهم عجبني, براندز حلوه وكده. بعد ما توفت مش قادره استعملهم. فضلت يمكن سنه ونص جداد وشكلهم حلو وبراندز وغاليين, مش قادرة استعملهم. بالآخر وزعتهم. مش قادرة أقولك على الراحة اللي أنا حسيت بيها بعد ما وزعتهم, لأن هما كنت كل ما بصلهم غصبا عني بفتكر الفترة دي. ومش قادرة أفصل شكل الشنط عن إن أنا كل ما أشوفهم أحس بالحزن والزعل وإن الفترة دي كانت صعبة قوي عليا. فساعات برضو and it took me over a year عشان اخد الديسيجن ده, وكل ما اشوفه مزعل. طب ليه كده بعمل في نفسي كده؟ ليه؟ It's hard sometimes to let go.
Of course it is. Of course. بس برضو we can start small. يعني مش لازم مرة واحدة تفضي البيت كله. والله you can just start with درج. Just a single shelf في التلاجة, a single corner. حاجة بسيطة بس. واسألي نفسك الحاجة دي does it still serve me or is it just taking up space? It's a simple question.
صح.
And you just let go. Let go with gratitude. مش يعني خلاص شكرا, you served your purpose. Let it go. Trust انه الايتم ده هيلاقي صاحبه.
بحس كمان يا نانسي ان ال practice of letting go في الحاجات ال materialistic وال possessions بيعلمنا ان احنا how to let go of ال thoughts اللي مش serving us, ال beliefs اللي مش serving us, ال ساعات حتى الناس اللي مش supporting our life أو our values. فهو practice, it's a good start للconcept بتاع letting go ده.
Yeah, and في الأول ممكن يبقى scary. Not just letting go, بس حتى not to stop acquiring more is like, what am I living for?
هعمل إيه؟
But you know what happens when you actually stop acquiring more or stop filling your life with more? لما الpackages تبطل to arrive أو الwish list بتجس shorter أو الcart بتفضل empty, في الأول هيبقى it's quiet. طبعا ما that's what you're filling your life and your day with, فهتبقى scary and uncomfortable. You're left with yourself بقى and your thoughts. كده
صعبة برضو.
What do you have left to do?
متخيلة, لأن أنت لو صحيتي الصبح ما عملتيش الحاجة اللي متعودة تعمليها, يعني you feel lonely كده.
Yeah, and then like I said, you're left with just you and your thoughts. And when you're left with you and your thoughts, what do you have left to do? You reflect. And what happens when you reflect?
نبدأ السيزن من الأول. نسمع البودكاست بتاع.
What I'm saying is, your life doesn't stay empty. It fills up, but it fills up with you, with what you but truly want. You get to a level of self-awareness. You start working on things that truly matter. And suddenly, the moments اللي أنت كنت بتمليها buying things or acquiring things, they start to expand بقى beyond الحاجات اللي أنت كنت متعودة تعمليها. You start to notice حاجات عمرك ما كنت بتلاحظيها. The way the sunlight hits your living room مثلا at a certain time of the day. You hear a full story your child is telling you علشان you're not distracted by your phone, your shopping on an app ولا حاجة. You actually enjoy sipping your coffee instead of gulping down علشان you think you have this long to-do list of things you need تنزلي تشتريها. We learn that living with less doesn't mean living without joy. It simply means letting joy in, maybe through the cracks we create when we stop stuffing every corner of our lives.
I'm sure we can start somewhere.
في concept ده كنت عايزة أتكلم عليه that we've been playing with lately, and it's something we considered putting in the episode title, and it is the idea of being broke on purpose, and why sometimes choosing to have less money in motion can make you feel more in control, more free, and oddly enough, more wealthy. اصبري عليا. It does make sense. Broke on purpose. It sounds a little funny, صح? Who wants to be broke? ما حدش. Because we're taught to chase financial growth with success and upward mobility. يعني ما حدش عايز ينزل تحت كل عايز يطلع فوق. But here is what this phrase actually means and why it really hit home for me. Being broke on purpose مش معناه ان انت تبي irresponsible او careless with money. It means intentionally reducing the spendings بتاعتك وstripping the expenses دي down to only what matters عشان تقدري to redirect the energy بتاعتك ووقتك. And yes, your money towards what you really want. It means not always keeping up, not buying the upgrades, not clicking add to cart just because you can, not filling your space and calendar بحاجات that you can technically afford, but you don't actually need.
It aligns a lot with the concept of minimalism, بس مش في الphysical world. عارفة كتاب بتاع What Really Matters بتاع Joshua Becker كان بيتكلم على concept, هو أصلا بيتكلم على concepts كتير في minimalism و decluttering وكلام ده in the physical world. He also mentioned the concept اللي انت بتكلمي عليه إنه إحنا لما بنفضي حياتنا, انت قلتي بنفضي calendar, بنفضي وقتنا, بنفضي مخينا, thoughts بتاعتنا اللي مش serving us, كل الحاجات دي بتخلينا ان احنا نبقى فعلا عندنا التايم والافورت والموني. Actually it's a byproduct. ان احنا لما بنعمل كده بنلاقي عندنا بقى عندنا فلوس كتير قوي, لان احنا we're not overspending, we're not wasting. حتى في grocery shopping بنلاقي نفسنا فعلا واحد بيشتري حاجات وحاجات كتير بتبوظ او تترمي ساعات غصب عنك لان مش مايندفل قوي. طب ما اجيب, طب ما اجيب, طب ما اجيب, ويبقى اكسباير تضطري ترمي او يبوظ
او you end up over eating.
طبعا consumption بقى نرجع للover consumption. It's very true.
If you recall about 6 months ago I was talking about how I'm gonna like change the way I do grocery shopping. I'm going to buy less snacks. And it took me like a while to try to عود الولاد إنه we're not going to have snacks at home, because what is the point of snacks? Well, it started mostly when we were doing the gut healing challenge, because I realized all the packaged food was bad. And then it hit me like, wait, if I stop buying snacks, not only will we be healthier, but richer, and I will make fewer grocery trips. Well, this is a win-win-win. So I stopped buying snacks. ومن ساعتها وانا لقيت انه the grocery budget has a lot more wiggle room that like, why was I doing this to myself? انا اول ما اتجوزت جوزي كان هو دايما عنده, he grew up with this mindset. Honestly, both his parents, they instilled it in him. And هو دايما he lives below his means. Mm-hmm. Just because we can afford it doesn't mean we can buy it. I wouldn't say I was raised with this mindset, maybe the opposite of that.
Okay.
And it took me a while to try to understand. It's like, wait, why are we not doing this? And I was like, because what's wrong with what we have? And this is just how we live. Like, just because we can afford it, we don't do it. We don't buy it. And I have to say, you know, the more I adopted the mindset, the heart, and this way of thinking, it's freedom. It's really freedom, because you're not thinking about bills, you're not regretting any impulse purchases 2 hours later, not stretching your budget to squeeze anything in. Instead, when you're, well, I guess, broke on purpose, you become rich in peace. You feel in control. You're deciding where every dollar goes and where it didn't need to go. You're tuning in of what truly adds value to your day. And that's wealth in itself.
Financial freedom in some way اللي بيكلموا عنها كتير قوي دلوقتي إنه people are pursuing in financial freedom إنه they don't need to think before they buy anything and that's financial freedom. ممكن تكون the other way around إن أنت لا أنا ما بشتريش and that's why I have financial freedom.
Yeah, because no one
both ways.
Exactly, because no one tells you إنه spending less makes you successful. It's the opposite. You're told the opposite. You're told also that it makes you boring or cheap or unambitious.
بالنسبة لمين؟ بالنسبة لمين؟
The society.
You have to find your tribe. بقى. معنا دي نقطة بقى كانت مهمة قوي إن إحنا برضو نقولها. إن إحنا we have to find our tribe. لو أنت كل اللي حواليكي غصبا عنهم أو that's their lifestyle أو ده choice بتاعهم هما they're leading this kind of lifestyle إن هما they're pursuing possessions أو بيحبوا it's all about that, about buying. هيبقى صعب قوي ان انت تابلاي الحاجات اللي احنا بنتكلم عليها. It's gonna be very difficult وهتبقي مش fitting in خالص. ما هو برضه عندنا need to fit in.
Yeah and it's exhausting because when you go ما بتخشي في السايكل دي هي you're just again going back to chasing every shiny thing that flashes across. يعني it's hard. So I guess being broke on purpose is مش بس not a bad idea. Well, and let's not think of it as deprivation. It's more of a decision. Again, you're in control. And through that decision, you may just find, as I did, that having less money moving around gives you more life to actually live.
Yeah, it's true. في الآخر بقى حابين نراب أب الأبسود ده بإن إحنا نقولكو just a few tips كده نفكركو ونفكر نفسنا how to overcome الconsumption والconsumerism دي ونfind this balance والfinancial freedom and abundance and it's really simple يعني هو عامل زي السهل الممتنع كده بجد simple it may take some practice بس هو فعلا very simple. أول حاجة نحاول طبعا إحنا نvalue experiences over possessions. And this will take us so far in how we experience life. تاني حاجة طبعا زي ما نانسي قالت الabundance mindset. لو ركزنا أكتر على الحاجات اللي احنا we have and we possess هنحس إن احنا دايما عندنا أكتر من اللي احنا محتاجينه بكتير. Intentions. Living intentionally. I'm so happy إن احنا عملنا intention season ده. وإن احنا كل episode عملناه بنحاول نعمل فيه intentions. والintention النهاردة إن إحنا نبقى mindful of the choices we're making and our spending habits. Letting go, Nancy كلمت كتير عن letting go. It's something very hard for me. على فكرة, I don't let go easily. كل حاجة, my hurts, my pains, my feelings, كل حاجة بالنسبة لي, it's very, very hard for me to let go. This is a practice I need to أدرب نفسي عليها أكتر من كده. عايزين كمان نركز قوي على ان احنا نبقى rich in our relationships. وانا طبعا الاريا دي بالنسبة لي it's a struggle, موضوع relationships ده, بس بجد لما بقيت بركز على the few relationships that I have وحاول ابقى invest اكتر فيها وابقى present على قد ما اقدر, وما I don't feel guilty if I can't do much, بس احسن من the quality of the interactions. بس حتى لو مش قادرة أشوفهم, مش قادرة أكوميونيكيت لأن وقتي ضيق, أو لو عندي مسؤوليات أو whatever situation, أحاول بس الحاجات البسيطة اللي بعملها تبقى high quality. كمان في حاجة مهمة لازم ناخد بالنا منها قوي في موضوع balancing and consumerism ده, إن إحنا لازم دايما نحاول question our needs. هو إحنا فعلا محتاجين الحاجة دي؟ طيب هي فعلا need ولا want؟ لأن إحنا بقينا تقريبا ملخبطين خالص ما بين النيد والوانت. يعني لو ما جبتهاش في حاجة هتتأثر قوي يعني في الحياة؟ most likely the answer will be no, لأنه غالبا ده وانت وأنا عايزاها عشان emotional need, عشان حاجة يعني يمكن تحس أنها تسعدني whatever the reason. إنما questioning ده إن هي فعلا نيد ولا مش نيد ممكن برضو يساعدنا قوي في إن إحنا stay away from over consumption. آخر حاجة وطبعا يعني we hope we can all do this, اللي هي الكمبيتيشن تراب. يا رب جد بجد بفكر نفسي ونانسي وكل اللي بيسمعونا انه it's just a pressure, unnecessary pressure. ما فيش اي داعي للكمبيتيشن تراب دي, احنا we're not competing, ما فيش حد ياخد الكيس, ما فيش حد يكسب اي حاجة. we'll just lose our time, our money, our peace of mind. it's a lose-lose situation actually. Actually, it's maybe it's a win for people we buy from. مش عارفة, بس it's يعني it's not a good situation. We hope إن إحنا ساعدنا نفسنا شوية في التوبيك ده, وساعدناكم إن إحنا نفهم أكتر عن how we live an abundant life, how we can become more financially free, وكمان enjoy the experiences والناس اللي حوالينا, ونحط اللينس كده إنه الحياة ممكن تتعيش بطريقة أبسط بكتير وأهدى بكتير. وياريت أبطأ شوية من كده.
That is the dream. So let's ask ourselves right now, where in our lives are we chasing more but missing enough? What already abundant parts of our lives have we stopped noticing? What would shift if we stopped chasing and started appreciating? If we want to start redefining abundance في حياتنا, here is what the research suggests we begin with. Again and again and again, practice gratitude daily. And not just in a performative way, but privately, quietly, noticing what's already full. Set intentional limits. Giving yourself a boundaries when shopping or scrolling, diminish restrictions. This is space for pause and to decide. And no, you're not limiting yourself.
And you need to create this space, اللي هو الفرق ما بين ان انت بتشوفي حاجة وتعجبك وان انت فعلا تاخدي الimpulsive decision انك تشتريها. Most likely in like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, لو استنيتي مش هتبقي عايزة تجيبيها.
100%.
فهو في emotions عندنا, we need to accept and respect them, بس كمان we need to regulate them. حاجة برضو لاحظتها في نفسي في الموضوع ده, انه وانا اصغر كنت بحب اشتري حاجات high quality قوي, high quality expensive عادة, فمش هقدر اشتري كل حاجة. دلوقتي عشان بقيت مش عارفة, بقيت بزهق قوي لما كبرت, بقيت بحس ان انا عايزة اجدد. ف we change برضو over time.
Yeah.
We need to acknowledge this change and accept it and respect it. ننبسط بالحاجة اللي احنا بنعملها.
Yeah, well, speaking of الانبساط بالحاجة اللي بنعملها, and speaking of انه high quality items are usually more expensive, for me personally مثلا, I could never understand why am I spending more on real leather when it's so much harder to maintain. Like if you wear something real leather, الدنيا مطرت, you're screwed. خلاص it's stained. الباند بتاعت الساعة مثلا, like my Apple Watch, if I'm wearing a real leather band, مش هعرف اتوضى بيها. I'll have to take it off every single time when I بتوضى. This is inconvenient for me. I'm supposed to pay more so I can be more relaxed. Same thing مثلا as, you know, the really expensive watches that you have to keep either keep wearing it or put it on a thing to تحركها. What the hell?
لا بس معلش, لا إلا دي.
I'm sorry.
ما تجيش جنبي.
No, no, no. But it's, this is an inconvenience. Yeah. I'm paying more so that I can...
بصي أنا بحس الساعات اللي من النوع ده بصراحة هي دي mostly status, safety. It's expensive. It doesn't lose its value. زي الذهب كده. والله it's relevant.
Well, I guess if that's what you're... Yeah, if that's the purpose of you buying it, I understand.
وكمان it shows... لو جات لك هدية مثلا بتحسي أن أنت يعني appreciated. ففيها okay. ليها emotions في emotions حوالي بس I understand the inconvenience
if for me this feeling is overpowering وانا اروح اجيبها رغم ان انا قرفانة عارفة اللي هو عشان جارتي افقع مرارتي يعني انا بجيب حاجة وانا I'm not enjoying it وهي غالية اكتر بس علشان I keep up
لا بس that's stupid
ده انا بفهموش
بقى لا ده درجة من درجات يعني عدم الذكاء مش عايزة اشتف في البودكاست
The last thing واحنا حاجة برضو اتكلمنا عليها that we can do to have that feeling of abundance is to curate instead of collect choosing experiences items and moments that feel aligned not just available من الآخر living abundantly I'm learning you know, it's not about acquiring everything it's about fully living with enough and when you lean into enough suddenly الحياة feels a whole lot richer.
وصلنا للintentions بتاعت الحلقة. إيه يا نانسي الintentions بتاعتك for this topic?
When it comes to this topic, أنا فكرت كتير لأنه as I said, I felt like أنا already I'm sold. I'm sold on the idea. I didn't need a lot of convincing. This is an area that I actually feel very solid about. حاسة أن أنا I've practiced it. I know it works. Sometimes you act without really thinking. فبيحصل أن أنا أحيانا بعمل
sidetracking.
Yeah, exactly. And I need to be more mindful of it. I want to try to maybe shift my intention or the way I look at things that I'm not acquiring, but rather creating. يعني more than accumulating أنا عايزة create things create meaningful conversations nurturing meals shared memories creative work this is the kind of richness اللي أنا عايزة في حياتي تاني حاجة I want to welcome the idea of letting go as an act of self-trust I trust in I don't need to hold on to everything سواء كانت هدوم possessions old dreams or even outdated roles or ideas or beliefs that I held about myself. عشان letting go creates space for who I'm becoming.
أنا حاسة أن أنتي يا نانسي فعلا you have this very solid وأنتي ممكن تدرسي والله الحاجات دي. You're so good at doing that.
مش الدرجات دي يعني؟
بقالك practicing. لا بس أنتي بقالك practicing كتير الموضوع ده من زمان من فترة طويلة يعني. It's true أن الواحد لازم يبقى عارف إيه الحاجات اللي فعلا بتديله value بتفرق معاه في حياته.
Yeah.
فI love that. The intentions أنا والله محتارة جدا في the intentions بتاعتي النهاردة لأنه What do I intend to do with this? أنا متهيألي محتاجة أشتغل على letting go. I need to be more mindful إنه أنا I get attached للmemories بتاعتي للحاجات بتاعتي. I need to let go of this. أعملها زي روتين كده إن أنا let go. Financial abundance بحس إنه it's true فعلا إنه الواحد بيعيش في financial abundance أحسن بكتير لما بتحسي إن أنت you already have what you need بتحسي إن أنت عندك sense of control عايزة أبقى more mindful of this concept وأعيشه بطريقة أكتر إن أنا برضو I tend to lately بقيت يعني طب في convenience عارفة فكرة convenience بقت appealing قوي بالنسبة لي lately ممكن I question it برضو يعني is it really أنا برضو I'll get this item I have to take care of it I have to store it بس it's convenient to have it فبرضو دي حاجة ممكن I intend to يعني be more mindful of that وآخر intention بقى أنه أنا بصراحة يعني بعد ما عملت التوبيك ده حس أن أنا I was a little bit judgmental في موضوع people who overconsume و now I feel I'm more empathetic بصراحة بعد ما عرفت ان هي it's very emotional it's really emotional فمش هبقى very judgmental about this topic بس برضو هحاول أركز ان أي consumption أعمله it aligns with my value system it aligns with what I really truly want in my life سواء في الاكسبيرينسز في الحاجات اللي بشتريها في ان انا اهادي حد as a gift كل الحاجات دي I want to be more mindful in this واخد every intention to align with my value system عشان تبقى فاهمة ما حسش بالجلد أو حس إن أنا why did I do that mm-hmm. why did I buy this. وبرضو I invest more time إن إحنا نروح زي ما أنت قلتي نبيلد the experiences دي والmemories دي نعملها more often.
I love that. Next week we'll be continuing this conversation, diving even deeper into how our relationship with time bit mirror our relationship with stuff. Willy, slowing down might just be the ultimate luxury. Because once you've cleared the clutter of stuff, there is something else waiting to be reclaimed, our time. So, our next episode is titled, What If I Reclaim My Time? The week I go on a digital detox. We're going to talk about how easy it is to spend hours, sometimes full days, drowning for notifications with scrolling aimlessly and letting our time slip through our fingers. هنشير إلا حصل when we stepped back from social media and screens. With Zay, that shift opened up space for what really matters. We'll also find out why reclaiming our time might be even more powerful than reclaiming your space. If you've ever said, I don't have time, I wondered where your time even goes, trust me, you don't want to miss this one.
أنا متأكدة إن إحنا هنتعلم كتير قوي وأنا أكتر واحدة محتاجة أتعلم في الموضوع ده لأن دايما بقول I don't have time مش دايما بقول بس دايما بحس إن أنا I don't have time so I think this will help me a lot. I can't wait to dig deeper into this topic.
I am really looking forward to this episode.
وفي الآخر عايزة أفكر نفسي إن abundance is not merely about having more. It's actually about recognizing the richness of what we already have. عايزين نحاول نستيب into new and healthier financial habits, consume less, make it meaningful, and adopt an abundance mindset. ونصدق that إن it's never about how much stuff we have, and it's always about how we choose to experience life.
We hope something in this conversation stirred something in you, even quietly. Maybe next time you reach for your phone to add something to your cart, you'll pause and ask, do I already have enough? Could I choose presence instead? Well, if this resonated with you, we would love for you to help spread the message. Take a second to follow or subscribe to this podcast. And if you feel like it, maybe even leave a review. Your words help this little space grow and reach others who might also be ready to stop keeping up and start living more fully.
Thank you for being here with us. We truly value each and every one of you. Join us on our journey of personal growth and self-discovery by tuning in every other Wednesday. We can't wait to have you be part of our conversations. Also, please remember to follow us on the Sips of Sanity podcast on Instagram. Listen to us on Podio, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Remy, or any of your favorite platforms. Thank you so much for taking the time to learn and grow with us.
Until then, here is to living with less, feeling more, and remembering that you and your life are already enough. See you next time.
Bye.
عايزين نشكركم قوي for joining us on this journey.
بجد, we are so grateful for you guys.
We hope إن كلامنا النهاردة يكون فكركم by your strength, resilience, and potential. وإن إحنا هنا معاكم, cheering you on every step of the way.
Until we meet again, stay inspired, stay empowered, and stay in touch. وأهم حاجة, know that you are not alone.
Because there will always be
شيء وقهوة.
We're so cheesy.